increasing your value to the marketplace. I've heard from way too many people how they are uncomfortable with the idea of selling things and that doing business is not their forte. To overcome the above ordeal, first, find a need and how you can add value to people. Many people do not like the word business because they equate business people with con men. Add value to the marketplace. Be useful to others. Serve and make a difference. You see, when you work for money, people run away from you. But when you work to serve people, money will run to you. Generating creative ideas. Mystic Henna and Body Art was born in December 2001. The most popular interview question is, how did I embark on my henna art journey? One fine evening, my cousin paid me a visit at home. She brought henna paste and some design books. The only thing I clearly remember was, she said, "Zai, please draw henna for me. I am attending a wedding this weekend and I think you have the talent to draw." I remember that I just smiled and got started on her skin canvas, her hands and palms. Honestly, yes, I love henna, but I never dreamed I would pick up a cone to draw for someone. I always had it adorned on me. After an hour of drawing, my cousin was so delighted and even tipped me. I did not intend then to turn my passion to profits. I was just happy doing it even if I did not get paid. The more I draw, the better I got at it. At that same time, I was the president of the makeup artist club in my school. I introduced henna art to the team and since then, we always were doing henna art for school events and I discovered I was passionate for face painting and body art as well. We became so popular with henna that the girls at school started paging for me whenever they wanted henna art. Yeah, at that time we had pages. Then, one of them started inquiring for bridal henna. And I had a friend who was working for an events company and they were looking for henna artists and face painters. I headed a team of talents in school. What was a core curriculum activity in school became an extra income outside of school hours. My best friend designed my business card and the rest was history. I started becoming known for being a talent management company and the business grew through a very strong word of mouth advertising. As months passed us by, new services were included on our talents list. For example, rice art jewelry, nail art, and now we newly introduced latte art, where a professional barista artist will set up a mobile coffee station serving your guests specialty coffee topped with a customized logo, a great marketing tool for your business, and the new mobile photo booths to inject fun and creativity to your events and parties. The lesson here is that never say no to an opportunity that appears before you. If someone brought you the supplies and they are 120% confident in you, there is nothing to lose. Just do it.